Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine has been repelling Russian attacks for 3 months. Its armed forces have significantly reduced the threat of the seizure of Kyiv and liberated several administrative regions. But the price is formidable – the lives of its heroes. The Russian invaders continue to shell and bomb Ukrainian cities, brutally kill and torture unarmed civilians and loot their homes, and destroy everything their shells, bombs and missiles can reach. The damage caused by the destruction of buildings, roads and industries is estimated at $100 billion. The aggressor can only be stopped by severe sanctions and arms supplies. Ukraine needs multiple launch rocket systems, long-range artillery and armored personnel carriers, says Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, calling on international partners to speed up arms supplies. President Volodymyr Zelensky admits that in the Donbas, where fighting is now the fiercest, the Russian forces have 20 times more hardware than the Ukrainian military.
Щоразу, коли ми говоримо нашим партнерам, що нам необхідна сучасна протиракетна зброя, сучасна бойова авіація.
Every time we tell our partners that we need modern anti-missile weapons and modern battle aircraft, we don't just send a formal request. Our calls come from the fates of many people who wouldn't have died if we had received all the weapons we asked for. All our partners agree that Ukraine's fight against Russia is the defense of the common values of all countries of the free world. It's the fight for the freedom of all of us. If so, then we have the right to count on the full and immediate assistance, first of all with weapons, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The Russian invaders keep shelling towns and villages in the Donbas around the clock, killing and wounding civilians and destroying buildings, pipelines and bridges. Oleksandr Zhuravlyov, mayor Lyman, Donetsk region, describes the situation in the town as very hard. The situation in the town is very hard. It both parts, northern and southern, are shelled very intensively and densely. Very many residents get wounded and killed. Very many buildings and supply lines are destroyed. I think there remain between 7 and 8,000 people in the town. Many of them want to be evacuated, but it's impossible because of constant shelling. The town has been without electricity, water and gas supplies for 2 months because the enemies destroyed all the lines. Until recently, we have evacuated people and delivered foods and medicines, but now we can't evacuate them and can't deliver anything, said Oleksandr Zhuravlyov. Humanitarian aid cannot reach the occupied towns and villages either. In the Zaporizhia region, Russians demand money from civilians for letting them pass the roadblocks on all the roads that lead to Kyiv-controlled territory. At the same time, they rob local homes. In the Mykolaiv region, Russians directed civilians fleeing in their cars to mined roads. After cars ran on mines, they shot survivors. These and other facts of the war crimes committed by the Russian army were confirmed after the Ukrainian forces liberated several villages in the region. Russia continues to concentrate its forces in the south of Ukraine. The situation is growing tenser in the Odessa region and the adjacent areas of the Black Sea. The invaders are fortifying their positions on Zmiiny Island, said Serhiy Brachuk, press secretary of the Odessa Region Military Administration. According to him, there is a serious threat of missile strikes from the Black Sea, where Russian warships are actively maneuvering. The enemy fleet includes large landing ships and cruisers armed with cruise missiles. Zmiiny Island is strategically important for Russia because its location allows for a landing operation. According to the Ukrainian intelligence chef Kirill Budanov, the Black Sea coast of the Odessa region is the only area through which Russian troops could land on the territory of Moldova's breakaway province of Transnistria. If Russia fortifies its positions there, it will be able to control the northwestern part of the Black Sea. The 3 months of the war have shown the strength of the Ukrainian armed forces and the unity of the Ukrainian nation that has become a symbol of resilience and staunchness for the whole civilized world. Not only the professional military are defending their motherland, but also medics, teachers, journalists and others. Pavlo Vyshebaba, a public activist who dealt with problems of climate change and wildlife, was one of the first civilians to volunteer for the front. Now he commands a squad of the 68th Detached Brigade. He strongly believes that the Ukrainian army will liberate all the occupied cities and Ukrainians will return to their homes.
Росіяни нам дуже сильно завинили. Ми, по суті, зараз охороняємо свою землю.
The Russians are enormously indebted to us. We are defending our land from the invaders. This is the most human mission on earth. Goodness must have fists. We are not just defending some pieces of land. I come from the Donetsk region. Very many friends of mine are now under occupation there. They write me, and it's important to us to make sure they're safe. The missiles that fly over our heads toward our peaceful cities keep us on alert all the time, said Pavlo Vyshebaba. The war is going on, but more and more Ukrainians are returning from abroad. For 2 weeks in a row, the number of returnees has exceeded that of leavers. According to the State Border Service, 2 million Ukrainian citizens have returned from abroad. And according to UN data, as of May 23rd, more than 6.5 million people had left for foreign countries, including 3.5 million for Poland.